The OJs. Used to be my girl. Here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD.
Here when you need us. I'm Tom Hoots.
I'm Caleb Jordan.
And we're here today with Ian Satter from the Florida Department of Transportation, who is you have to be one of the busiest people around. I mean, you've got more projects than you can say grace over just here in Bay County, and you've got a bunch of counties.
I've got 16 counties, yeah. Scambia to Jefferson, everything in between, hundreds of, 100-plus projects going on just in construction alone, not to mention all the ones that we're planning and designing. Mm-hmm. There's a multitude of those as well. So my plate is full, but it's fun, and it's good to be out and see the progress that's going on and talk to people about these projects and answer their questions. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, it really is. It's just what you guys are doing around here is absolutely amazing. I mean, just what's going on out. Bring us up to date on project number one for us folks at Gulf Coast State College. What's happening out in our front yard?
The gorgeous flyover. That's what you're referring to. Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, that project is really progressing very well. It's one of those projects that I sit back and I can just take a deep breath and relax because mm-hmm. there's not a lot of issues with that project. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much stayed on track. We're looking to open up the eastbound lanes coming up in the late portion of the spring, mm-hmm. and then we'll have that project wrapped up probably by the fall of 2020. So that temporary US-90 that people are using right now to travel east, at the end of the spring, they're going to be up on the flyover. We're going to finish those ramps. We've got that work going on right now. And what you're driving on right now, the configuration from 23rd onto the flyover, that will be different. That's mm-hmm. everything right now is kind of this temporary before we open up to the final configuration. So that's going to change. That turn's going to be a little more smooth. But what we're hearing from people is they really seem to enjoy that flyover. It's making their drives and commutes much more mm-hmm. Quick and efficient and more importantly, safer. We're not seeing as many traffic incidents there. We did have one the other day, but other than that, we're not seeing the volume of traffic crashes that we have seen at that intersection in previous years.
Yeah, and when you're finished, even if there's a train coming through, you just keep right on going. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the key part too, is that train will no longer stop. Mm-hmm. Folks who are trying to go east and west along that corridor and being able to get on the 23rd Street, that free flow traffic on the mm-hmm. 23rd Street has really solved a lot of issues for us out there. So real positive project for us here in the community. It's something that was asked for years,
yes,
a long time, and we have solutions like that. We're always looking for these solutions that we can get out there. We've got to maintain that traffic. We got to allow those vehicles to keep moving back and forth that people are used to doing. At the same time, we've got to build these projects. So yeah. there's a balancing act there, but the key there is keep the access while we're building it, get the project done as quickly and as efficiently as we can, and let's get it open so that people can enjoy using it.
Yeah, I tease you a lot because I drive down 390 every day, and I tease you a lot about why are you making me sit in line. Actually, there's no more traffic, no more waiting to get down 390 than there ever was in the last couple years. It's a very busy road. You guys have done an absolutely excellent job of keeping the construction equipment tucked off to one side so that you're not, backing dump trucks into the middle of the road and stuff like that. It's certainly is no worse than it ever has. How are we doing on that one? How's the looks like you're furthest along on the section from, say, Jenks Avenue going up toward 77 right now?
Well, the first project we started was from Baldwin to Jenks, mm-hmm. But that one, that's where a lot of the work that we're doing features a lot of ponds and a lot mm-hmm. of off-site work. And you may know, people have noticed, obviously, when you drive through that they have to kind of meander through that area. And that's so we can keep those two lanes of traffic open at all times. Mm-hmm. But that allows us to do some of that drainage work that needs to be completed before we get to the heavier stuff. But around 2022, we'll have that segment wrapped up. At the same time, we've got this segment going on from Jenks to 77. People are seeing a lot of progress there. They've seen some changes at some of the intersections mm-hmm. there. And we are starting Friday. It's the official start of our final segment, which is from Baldwin to 23rd Street. Mm-hmm. So
there's been a little clearing and stuff like that going on there.
Right. So people have seen utility relocation work going mm-hmm. on. And that's part of it because the local utilities, whether that is, water and sewer, that's controlled by the city or the mm-hmm. county, depending on where you're at, your fiber optic lines, your power lines, those type of things, they'll have to be relocated before we can get out there. And they are on easement. They are there by permission by DOT to be on that right-of-way. Mm-hmm. So they've got to move those first, and then our teams can get out there, and you're going to start seeing those machines really start to clear those areas and get to work out there.
It's going to be really nice. It's certainly moving around in this part of the county and getting around the water is one. Of course, that's the big thing. You can't just build 45 bridges over to the Panama City Beach. It'll certainly speed up getting from places like Lynn Haven, and when you're done, 231 all the way mm-hmm. out to the beach. All of that should move very briskly.
Well, even the things that people aren't seeing directly here, like in Bay County, but for example, if you're in Washington County, State Road 79 is being widened to four lanes from 20 to the Interstate 77, the exact same thing. So we're trying to provide that two things. We have hurricane evacuation routes are going to be widened so we can get people away from the coast. But obviously, we want that traffic to be able to move much more quickly and efficiently from the interstate down to the coast. And that's important for us because especially if you have commerce and business, especially with the airport and the other things of that nature, we've got to be able to move those goods and services to the people who live down here on the coast. So it's a twofold effort. And right now, we're beginning our design process for widening 231. We're in the process of that. And there's going to be some changes at some major intersections along that corridor as well. So, And that's really brought forth by our partnership with the Bay County Transportation Planning Organization. Mm-hmm. That's a group of local elected officials that they look at the community, they look at the priorities that they think the community needs as far as transportation goes, and we try to meet those needs in the future as we plan for our future projects.
Okay. Well, I think when we get back, I'm going to ask Ian to describe what's going to happen at Malfunction Junction.
Absolutely.
And then we'll get into some other future planning going on in mm-hmm. our area, along with some connecting areas between Bay and Gulf and mm-hmm. Franklin. All right, after a quick break here on The Mix.